Well, we don't have one yet. I thought that was ordered.
You lost it. Lost control of the meeting.
Mitchell?
Here.
Store?
Here.
Summers?
Here.
Wyble?
Here.
Clemmons?
Here.
Clifford?
Here.
McGuire absent. Cowart?
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Can I make a suggestion that we move Reader's Group up to the front, take other business and put it as the first agenda item so they can get that done and move on?
No objections. I have no problem with that.
Do you need a formal motion for it, or we just?
No, it's needed.
Okay.
If there's no objection, before we do it. Okay. Can I get a vote on the agenda?
So moved.
Aye.
We're doing the agenda again, I'm sorry.
We didn't get to approve it.
Okay.
Approve it, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
You'll figure it out. It's on the microphone.
Okay, need approval of the minutes for September the 7th.
Second.
Any discussion?
There was a few typos that I found.
Uh-oh.
What are they?
It's Mr. Meharry on line 86, page 2.
Meharry?
Meharry. Meharry?
Mr. Meharry?
Is that Irish or Scottish, Meharry?
Yeah.
That's him.
Which street?
That's him. That's how you spell it.
Is that McHenry?
I think that's how you spell it.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
All right.
Yeah.
He's an $18,000 man.
It said Mr. Blue, on number 8, Mr. Blue discussed a bridge located on County Highway 15 west of Homer that needs replaced. Maybe that would be replacement.
It'd be replaced.
That need, maybe.
Line 78.
Page 2, yeah. It's, sorry, it's too trivial, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Needs to be replaced, I don't know.
Anything else?
I.
No.
It needs to be.
All right, got it.
I need approval of the minutes as changed.
As changed.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we don't do read-ahead public participation?
No, let's go down and do it right before 8. So go ahead with public and communication and claims.
Okay, any public participation? Seeing, is there any communication?
My last appearance at this meeting as a member of this esteemed committee, as well as Mr. Mitchell, I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've enjoyed it, so I hope you continue to do the same thing.
And I've really appreciated being Lorraine's vice.
Appreciate you having you.
Absolutely.
Leaving us for the balloon, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
No roads where I'm going.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, any more communication? Okay, we'll move on to other business. No, county and township motor fuel claims for September and October 2018.
I move to accept, place on file.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now, other business.
All right, you're up, Maria.
Good morning, everybody. We are here today for some three different items. The first one is the fiscal year 2019 downtown, the county state operating an assistance program. If you remember back in April, we discussed with the county board the application for the state operating system program that we call DOE for C-cards. Then just last week, we received the agreement from IDOT And we included that in the packet, but I just printed the most important portion of that that shows the funding allocation that we received. We received the amount that we asked for. We haven't received yet the agreement for the federal portion, but what we are asking you is to get approval for the agreement to be submitted to IDOT for execution.
Thank you.
And it's basically the same amount, the same details that we presented at the county board meeting back in April.
Thank you, sir.
So you're asking the board to approve the $743,000?
No move.
No, I don't know if we need a amendment.
Lunatic hand be one of them.
Rita, what you asking us to approve?
Excuse me?
You asked us to approve what?
To approve the agreement that was.
I just gave Chris.
Received from IDOT.
I do.
I looked at him online.
Question?
Yes.
Is that would be the grant of 743 or the previous?
Is the 589,692.
Okay. Motion to approve the 589,692 downstate appropriation.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is we usually present in November or December to the county board an annual report corresponding to the service for the previous year provided by CFAX. That's the service between, in this case, July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2018. Then this is the detail of the funding spent during that fiscal year. As you can see, we spent only 67% of the total amount that was allocated from state and federal funds. The main reason for that is that we still don't have the capacity in terms of people and equipment to continue to spend down that. We need to provide local match. We don't have enough local match to match there. Mm-hmm. But every year we are spending more because we are expanding the service. Then just to remind you about the hours of operation, the service operates from 6 in the morning. Yes.
Is this a dollar for dollar match?
No. It's a real difficult formula to explain. We spend down first the federal funding, and it's 65-35, and then after that we can spend the state funding, and it's 80-20, I believe. Drew will know more about it.
Yeah, so it's not quite a dollar for dollar. So for the state matches that funding at 65%, so 35% is your match source. And then however much that is, the state matches that 65%. So for every dollar that you're putting in, they're putting in roughly almost twice that. So $2 for every $1 that you're bringing to the table.
It's kind of a different formula than the regular grants that we receive through IDOT. There was no change in service hours or fares during the fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 18. We are focused on those holidays. Regarding fares, you can see the different fares depending on the location. Yes.
Okay, I guess it's going to be my day to kind of prolong things. Go back a slide, please. Has anybody, what sort of complaint or pushback have you had about not operating during holidays when people might need to go to families and so forth? Has anybody kind of raised that as an issue?
No, we've had any real complaints about that. I can tell you, though, that those dates match when MTE does not operate service as well.
Yeah, I've kind of got a complaint with them, too.
But part of the reason that CCARS doesn't operate on those dates is because MTE...
Doesn't
we're,
have
we're
a connection,
the operator
yeah,
of,
okay.
of that service, and so we're not open those dates as well.
All right.
We get more complaints for not providing service during weekends than during the weekends.
During the weekends? Ah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Those are the firms that have been in place for quite some time now, just to remind you about the different firms that are being charged for the service. And as you can see, we serve people counting. Regarding performance, you have in your packet on the pages that we printed for you the details of everything, but this is kind of a summary of the service provided during fiscal year 18. As you can see, there was an increase on every quarter on the number of things provided. You also can see that there was an increase on denials on the second quarter and the fourth quarter. There is an explanation for that, and it's basically that a few number of people try to schedule a significant number of trips when the time wasn't available. Then that increased the number of denials on those particular two quarters. Yes.
Do we know anything about those denials?
What she was referring to is that we had a number of people that called trying to schedule transportation for every morning of the month at a time that we didn't have available.
Okay.
And so anytime that we're not able to meet that need, that gets reported as a denial of service to IDOT. So I believe in that second quarter there, we had two or three people that were requesting at those times. And so that's immediately going to 60 to 70 denials for the course of a month, just because potentially because three people were looking to ride at a specific time we didn't have available for them.
It looks like, if you look at the percent lift, you see 14, 17 went down, it sort of implies that that sort of plateaued, and that decrease actually caused by having just more riders who were not using the lift. Do you think that's accurate?
You're saying
that the lift people sort of plateaued.
Gotcha. I anticipate it'll go up again this winter.
Okay.
Sometimes it kind of ebbs and flows with who your riders typically are. I would expect to see that go up a little bit in probably the second quarter of this year.
When is this? This is June, July 1 when the quarter starts?
Yeah, so our...
So first and fourth are warm weather.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And you also can see by the type of trips during the first and second quarter, we have more medical trips that are probably associated with that. On the fourth quarter, it was more employment than medical trips. So tend to be. Then I'm going to provide a quick summary. There was a 20% increase from fiscal year 17 to fiscal year 18. We have an average number of trips per day of 56 for the demand response and 47 for the deviated fixed route. That's the route that we have available in Rantoul. As you saw on the table, the main trips are medical. However, in the last two quarters, there was an increase in employment. And as Pius mentioned, 11% of the trips, when you average them, were used the lift service. And 45% of the demand were people over 60. The demand response makes 46% of the total trips. And the total number of denials went down when you compare that to fiscal year 17 by half, almost. And total registered riders is 2,700, almost 2,800 riding. We do surveys every year to assess the service. and that's one of the requirements when we submit the grant. Then when we ask the writer if they will be able to make a trip without support, almost 20% of them say that they will not be able to make a trip without the service being in place. From the surveys, the main complaints that we receive is weekend service, having extending hours because the service is from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. People want more longer service. And make that tax on the drivers. Additional things that we have done, we updated the intergovernmental agreement between Champaign County and CLTD to provide a service. With that, one good thing is we already paid for the furniture that we have in the office there, then that was being taken out of the agreement. We are just paying for rent. We also signed the agreement with the Village of Rantoul starting November 1st. We have had 2 years agreement. Now we have another 2 year agreement with the Village of Rantoul, and we were able to increase 1% the agreement between November 2018 and October 2020. And that will be part of the local match that we'll be using for the grant. Currently, we have 12 vehicles. We added one in December of 2017. We are expecting two more, perhaps spring, like in summer of 2019. We are getting rid of one minivan because the high mileage and the cost of returning that minivan. Yes?
How many miles? Roughly.
Ballpark 140,000. Okay. In addition to that, because of where the service is currently, it's harder to find a spot you can put a minivan on the street to meet demand. As far as the 14 passenger vehicles, we're busy enough that having that 14 passenger van out there makes more sense than trying to figure out a run that you can send a minivan out, because that can only accommodate up to 4 people at a time.
As I already mentioned, we serve these contracts as part of the local match. The Village of Rantoul paid in the last 2 years $150,000 per year. That was increased 1% for the next 2 years. That match will increase the amount of state funding that we will be able to for the service. Service barriers or areas for improvement. One of our this time is finding and keeping riders. On top of that, FDA is increasing the drug testing from 25% to 50% of the employees beginning January of 2019, which will probably affect keeping riders. As Drew mentioned before, the problem on scheduling rides for people who call and want to schedule rides for the whole month from a particular time, then that's taken away from other people that can use the service at that time. And the other one is that people have to call 48 hours in advance to get trip schedule, and sometimes that's not the best option for them. Then hopefully in the future we'll be able to go to 24 hours instead of having 48 hours. That's our hope. We just install intelligent transportation system in all the buses, and with that, hopefully next year we'll be able to increase efficiencies and be able to schedule the trips in a more efficient way and serve better the community, which will allow for an increase in service. But we'll see. We are testing that at this time. We just started the service with the IPS system in place. We are also looking at having more hours to accommodate a third shift. But to do that, we need to have more drivers, and we need to have the money to pay for those drivers. Then it's just working on getting that done. We also would like to have punch cards that would be easier for people to use the service. As I mentioned, request trip scheduling no longer than 24 hours in advance. That's what we are looking to do in the future now that we have IPS in place, but we don't know how soon we'll be able to get that in place.
Can I ask a question about that? And how broad this system like C-Cards is used across the state of Illinois? How much support it has across the state of Illinois and the country? Do you know how much this rural transportation is used across?
Rural transportation just kind of as an industry?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, most counties in Illinois have some type of a system. What that looks like varies differently. I mean, our neighbors, the West Piatt County, I mean, they have a pretty robust system that's operated for the last 30 years or more. There are some little pockets of areas that people are having troubles accessing. I think Ford County is kind of one of those. I don't know if they have an operator for that service currently. I mean, from a support standpoint, the Downstate Operating Assistance Program is there, and that's, I mean, that funds transit, whether it's urbanized or rural, in the downstate area. And that program has been in existence for quite a while. From the federal level, we haven't seen any changes.
Yeah, it was mandated, but in the transportation bill that was approved in 2005, that's when it was mandated, and then through the feds, there was an allocation of funding for providing rural transportation services. Then it wasn't until 2007 that we received the allocation. And as part of that allocation, we had to go through a whole process to be able to use that allocation. Then it wasn't until 2011 that we were able to start services in Champaign County. Then we are really new providing rural transportation services in Champaign County. That was something that was basically in the works for many, many, many years. For the last 30 years, there were a lot of attempts to have rural transportation services in Champaign County. It was never possible until 2011. Then based on that, I would say that we should be pleased that we have the service and the number of people using the service. And when you look at the statistics, has been increasing. The ridership has been increasing since we started the service. And furthermore, now that we have the service in Rantoul and we have that contract with Rantoul, you can see the ridership in Rantoul has been growing constantly. Then I would say it's good that we have the service in place, but being a new agency has been difficult for us to get the funding and get the drivers and get all that in place. Getting the IPAs took us since 2011 to 2018 to be able to get the funding to implement the IPA system in our buses. Everything before that was done calling and manually and all that. And hopefully we'll be moving in the right direction to address those concerns. That's our idea.
Well, that's what I asked about other areas to build support across the state and, you know, with other federal representatives to, because you obviously are building a strong system here, which can be used to leverage other areas.
Champaign County has, I don't want to call it a unique challenge, but just from a population standpoint, we're so much larger than the counties around us. And so I talk to those peers pretty frequently at these other systems, and the problems they have aren't the problems that we experience because of just the scale of things. And so, yeah, there's challenges still, and it's still relatively a young system, and we're still putting things in place to manage the workforce and everything like that, but then also trying to build that base of support that you're talking about. So there's still work to do, definitely. But I think support is pretty strong.
Talk about it more.
Well, you're not at capacity yet.
I think they're past.
Yeah, I mean, we're It's a chicken and an egg thing. So to be able to put more vehicles in the street, you have to build that match source, that base funding. So as far as what we're doing right now today, we're pretty close to capacity, yes.
Do you interface with EDC and letting them know that you have the service available to the workforce so that, and also that they could be your voice in sending out information to employers that you might not know about because people would need to get from A to B, and also solicitation for, you know, new industry coming into the county.
They are aware. I work with Carly pretty closely, and okay. She's part of the steering committee for the long range transportation plan, where we talk about age related transportation.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that information is disseminated to the companies, but we are also RPC manage the workforce.
Uh-huh.
Then through the workforce, they also know about the transportation services.
If that plant starts in Tuscola, is there a way that you could work with Douglas County?
Well, the CCAR service only provides services in Champaign County. For us to go outside of the county, there are a lot of barriers that we have to overcome.
Okay.
Kind of picking up a little bit on what Mr. Mitchell was talking about. I was intrigued by the number of employment-related trips and also the interest in getting scheduled trips.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, does C-Carts kind of work with that? You know, I mean, sounds like that there's a pent-up need for private or some supplemental type of service that might help these folks get to their employment so that you could kind of focus more on trying to get people to other kinds of different, like medical and other
mm-hmm.
Types of trips. I'm not really sure what I'm asking, but it sure sounds like this might be something that C-Carts might be able to kind of go to some of the bus companies and call this to their attention and as a, you know, potential expansion or a need of services that.
We tried to do that with the companies we went to. We had several meetings with the companies that are located
okay.
in Cancun, because one of the comments that we received in Cancun was that they were not able to retain the employees
mm-hmm.
because of the lack of transportation. That's why the village moved forward on having service. But initially, the companies were really interested, and they were supposed to provide some funding for the service. At the end,
they did not.
Then companies are really interested on keeping their workers and having transportation available to their workers, but looks like they are not ready yet to provide the funding to complement the service.
Well, that's maybe they wouldn't have to kind of, you know, provide funding in 100% sense. Maybe some sort of a matching, but it sounds like you're thinking about this, and I encourage you to continue doing this, because I yesterday, unfortunately, was the Community Action Board meeting, and I got a earful about problems of people being unable to get to service appointments, and so that's.
Yeah.
Well, transportation's a big problem.
Based on those concerns, that's why we decided Rantoul is paying for the service within Rantoul
mm-hmm.
for what we are providing within
sure.
Rantoul for three buses. But we decided to have buses running at the same time between Champaign Urbana and Rantoul, that people living in Rantoul can come to work or study Champaign Urbana, or living in Champaign Urbana, working in Rantoul, can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Our expectation at the time that we were deciding all this was okay, CCARS will not have to pay for all this service. The company will come forward with any funding, but we're still providing the service because we think it is really important to provide that service. But it would be great if we can get some support from the companies, that we can expand the service, and they will benefit from it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes.
You got everything you need?
Yes. This will be forward to the county board for approval and place on file.
I move to accept the report and forward to the county board.
Second.
Okay, moved in second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
Can you turn on my soap opera?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a little early,
Chief. It's on you. Too early.
Not even 10 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to go into the county engineer's report.
All right, item number 8 is a resolution appropriating motor fuel tax. And that also goes along with the agreement for county engineer's salary. So basically, for my salary was set back in 2016 through a resolution that was passed that basically said I would get the raise that all the non-bargaining employees get every year. And then there's an agreement between IDOT and the county. So when Pius signs that as chair of the county board, we get half of my salary in motor fuel tax money and half of my salary from the federal state transportation rural money. So it's kind of a match thing between the county and the state and the feds. For the salary. So this is just a resolution appropriating the money for MFD and then agreeing and letting Pius sign the agreement that gets us the 50-50 match between the motor fuel tax and the federal money.
Motion approved.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Aren't we supposed to have biscuits and gravy on this morning where we talked about your salary instead of donuts?
Boy,
when we approve the salary, I probably had trip.
Do I get a cut? I have to sign it.
A signing bonus?
That's right. It's going to be an expensive signature, isn't it? Yes.
You can't fire me.
We have a real question over here.
Okay.
This is it's not directly related to, but there's a large gap between Jeff's salary and his number 2. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the appropriate process would be to look at that. I'm a little bit concerned about it, and I would just like to hear from people that have been around longer than I have in terms of what process we should be looking at.
Who are you talking about, his assistant?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
So there's a whole process where we just went through it with Michelle's
for
position.
You do hires, so it's a similar process. To
so it's then. A similar process where there's a group of county employees along with, I would assume now the new county executive, used to be like Deb Busey was the person that sat in there. Pius has probably sat in on him, knows more about it than I do, but there's a ranking criteria. You submit what all of their job responsibilities are, then I go in and talk to the group, and then they come up with numbers, basically, and see where it falls into this ranking criteria based on other positions in the county. And then there's a salary band for each of those ranges of numbers that they come up with. And my intent is that we're getting near to the assistant county engineer and the road foreman kind of retiring. And my intent is to kind of change the responsibilities and duties of each of those positions when that happens. And when that happens, I would obviously go and try to see, you know, where those responsibilities and duties fall into the salary range scale for those positions.
Do you have a timeline that you're thinking of in terms of that process?
When's the retirements happen? Whenever John's wife says he can retire, he'll probably retire. But right now, he's 69? Is that right? Or 70? One of the two.
He's only 70.
Yeah. So he loves to work.
This is age discrimination.
No, he loves to work. His wife doesn't want him to work, but he loves to work. And I don't know that at his current responsibilities that it would change much if we went in there and looked at re-ranking and re-rating. But I think when we get to the point that either one or the other retires and I have to change those responsibilities, then it's going to change. You know, they don't both have to retire at the same time. If say, Tracy would retire and I want to change the responsibilities of the assistant county engineer to kind of have more, be more in charge of maintenance, which is my plan, then we would re-rank it at that time.
So you know? See at the top.
But it's hard to do with the personnel I have in place right now. Probably wouldn't work very well just because of their, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Experience.
Yes, their experience.
So basically, you're saying it's going to be based on retirements that will be coming at some time. So that
the change in the way I want to do business will be, and I don't know. I mean, we could go in and try to have the assistant county engineer's position as it currently stands re-ranked, but I don't know that that's going to change much as it currently
stands. Just in terms of responsibilities and in terms of where it ranks among other county employees.
Because usually the reason you go in to do that is because somebody's responsibilities have changed drastically. Mm-hmm. They have more responsibility, either supervisory or more.
Understood.
You know, responsibilities as far as money or what have you. And that will definitely occur when we kind of realign how we do business.
Well, that realignment would be contingent on when your two leads retire and choose to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's my plan.
But he's one of the ones you're talking about retiring.
Yes.
Which wouldn't impact his salary. So is he at the top salary range for that position?
Is he at the top of the assistant of his?
It's whatever it's set at.
Yeah.
That's what we're set at.
Oh, he's at the top?
Yeah, I'm sure he is because he's been here for 20 years?
Yeah,
he'll be 20 years this year.
Yeah. There's something I've seen on the scale where he has like an asterisk.
Right.
Where
he actually gets bumped up.
He's bumped up. His salary is bumped up other than what his rating is.
So when they rank him, and then they did a market comparison for that position, his ranking didn't fall where the market comparison was, so he actually gets bumped up to the next ring of salary level.
Where your salary
is contractual. Well, that's helpful information. That lets me know that at least he's receiving compensation, since it appeared to me that it was a little bit lower.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, then, just to piggyback on that, the IMRF, that's included.
Mm-hmm.
That's on top of and added to.
Yeah, or four or whatever, yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, next item is our resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax funds for road maintenance. Kind of items 10 and 11 go together. We put a copy of our estimate of maintenance costs in your packet, which is basically all the materials that we use and the contracts that we use to maintain our roadways. You'll see our salt and boiler slag, aggregates, signs, signposts, culverts, striping, and our bituminous material, which is our oil that we use for our seal coating, are all shown there on the estimate of maintenance costs. And then the $225,000, which is the first line where it says day labor / labor and equipment, that's the money that we transfer because we're using the county's equipment, so we bill the motor fuel tax fund $225,000 a year based on the hourly rate of those particular pieces of equipment. And that money comes back into the highway fund, so it's kind of a way to wash money between the two funds. We've been doing that for 10, 15 years, something like that. So the bottom line is about $924,150 is our total estimate to maintain the roadways in 2019. And so this has to be submitted to the state along with a resolution appropriating the money, prior to the beginning of 2019. So we have that there for your approval, and I'll answer any questions related to that.
Motion. I move to approve.
Second.
So for discussion, Pius. Looking at page 9 on your maintenance cost, both of these are materials, but paper stripe removal, obviously.
Contracts.
That's contracts, okay. That's
yeah. Sure. So you see up there in that line, there's a place that says contract. It's the third line down in maintenance. Mm-hmm. We used to put all that in there. And the state said, well, that's great that those are contracts, but we really don't know what those contracts are for. So we ended up having to move them down here, even though they are contracts, so that we have kind of a material category for what they are. Mm-hmm.
So you don't do any stripe removal yourself?
No.
You don't have, I assume you don't have equipment?
No.
Yeah, so basically the pavement striping, removal, and the bituminous material, all those ones that are category 2B, those are all contracts.
That's all with Varsity, okay. Correct?
Striping and striping removal are typically Varsity. They have been ever since I've been here. Well, one year they got beat, and the company didn't show up, and we end up having to throw out their bid, and then it's been Varsity ever since. So the striping removal is because when we do our seal coat programs, the oil doesn't stick to the center line stripes. It ends up peeling up. So we have them go out, and they got a water blaster, and they just blast the stripes off the center line.
Is that what they use? Huh? I thought they grinded
them. We used to grind them, and that would mar up the pavement. Yeah. You could see it. Now they just use a water blaster.
It basically just fits the width of the stripe?
Yeah. Oh. A lot faster, a lot cleaner.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and then the bituminous material is usually Ileana. Usually.
Yeah.
So, that's the estimate of maintenance with the resolution appropriating the funds. Any other questions? So we need to vote on that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then item number 12, resolution appropriating additional funds for our Dewey Elliott Road project. This project is obviously already done. The monies have been expended, but as you know, with IDOT and so forth, we have to have our appropriations match our expenditures. Page 12 is the resolution. We originally appropriated $2.4 million for the improvement. And we also received $540,000 in TARP money, which is the money to bring the roads up to 80,000 pounds. So that was, add those two together, it was $2,940,000. That was our estimate of cost for the actual construction. The construction came in at $2,970,000, so a little bit higher, roughly. I mean, I'm just using rounded numbers here. So about $30,000 more, but we purchased $65,000 in right-of-way, and we had $40,000 in engineering. So in rough numbers, that's $135,000. But in exact numbers, we need $132,806.19 to match the appropriation exactly with the expenditure. So that's what this resolution is for. Because when we did the original resolution, we really weren't thinking about what the right-of-way and engineering were going to cost. This, the original resolution was for the construction. So we were over 1% on construction, and then we have the other things added in to come up with the total dollar amount there. Any questions? Yes, sir.
I'll just move to approve the resolution. Appropriating additional $132,806.19 from County Motor Fuel Tax Funds for County Highway Number 23.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
I just want to point out for those of you who had not been on the Dewey Elliott Road prior to this, it was in bed.
Yes, it was.
It was scary going up the combine.
It was. If you didn't have power steering, beware.
Yeah, it was scary in a combine.
Yeah.
It's very nice now.
Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Under other business, I'd like to just throw out a couple of dates here. So the county's decided that they're not doing the luncheon down at the Civic Center for all the employees who meet their milestones, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever. Yeah, that one. What'd I say?
Closing the end of the year.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with
it? So they're pushing it out to the departments to do it, basically, and saying...
Party at your house?
Party at your house.
Yeah, party right here.
Come on. You got a big house.
Yeah.
No kids, right?
That's right. That's right.
But enjoy it. They'll come back.
Oh. How long have you been waiting to say that?
It's happened.
Feel better, Max?
It hurts. I'll tell you after the meeting.
Change lives.
And so, move.
Move. That's a good idea, too.
I don't know what other departments are doing with this. The Administrative Services is going to give us, like, a certificate that says whatever, the 5, 10, 15, 20. They're giving each employee, like, a little catalog that they get to pick something out of instead of giving them the bad cup that they used to give them or whatever. But I've decided at our department we're actually going to have, like, a luncheon here in this room. So you're all invited. It's December 13th if you'd like to come. Here, we're going to...
Past members?
Huh?
Past members, too?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just check
it. No longer.
You'll be a past member, but you're definitely invited.
Okay, so Max, too?
Yes, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
What's the time?
Noonish. I mean, we'll have lunch at noon.
Well, it'll last beyond one, like, what? Noon 1:30, you think?
Yeah, I mean, not long. We'll have everybody in here to eat, and I would like for one of you to... or multiple of you, whatever. How many people we got, 4 or 5? That are meeting
Yeah, I believe there's 4.
4? Mm-hmm. So I'll have you guys give them their certificate and slap them on the back and we'll have lunch and, you know.
Would you have to notice that to the public?
So I'm feeding them and I have to go with their lunch.
Going to a bar and
having
a few beers together or something, wouldn't it?
That would be fun.
We never noticed the county ride one, so.
Well, I'm not suggesting that. Because I'm not.
You're not going to discuss.
I have trouble getting people to events outside of regular work hours. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to tell you something, Jeff.
Have Stan paid for it.
Even if it's paid for. I tried that one time.
That's crazy.
So. Michelle has suggested 11:30 to 12:30 might be a better, more appropriate time for the guys in the back because that's their lunch hour. So let's go. Let's say 11:30 to 12:30. And then Brad and I were surmising that the township party is likely on December 6th.
I believe.
Gifford.
I think they even have
but usually they send out an invitation. And
correct.
So we'll make sure those are sent to each of you. But December 6th in Gifford. It's usually 6 o'clock or so.
Yeah, the happy hour starts at 6 and dinner at 7, I think.
Yeah.
Or something. We discussed it last Friday, and I've done a lot since then. So
as soon as we get the official notification, I'll send it out.
And then you're reading still as post?
Yes.
Committee members?
I would think whoever's sitting on the Highway and Transportation Committee right now would be the appropriate people to
Max,
to attend.
You can bring your kids.
Yeah, bring your kids. Yeah, good idea. Make it a family affair.
Let's try not to make it a family affair because they get a little bucky on that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So those are the only two things I had under other business, Madam Chair. So.
Okay. So there's no chair report?
I have some other business.
Okay.
I know that you're getting ready to start, or if not, have started contract talks.
Yes. Tuesday.
Is Tracy going to be part of those this time? Just out of curiosity.
So Deb Busey and Barb Mann have... discussed with me hiring outside counsel instead of trying to do it internally because it's a struggle.
That's why I'm asking.
So we are going to use outside counsel to negotiate. I will be there. I won't probably say much, but there won't be anybody else there but the outside counsel and I.
Okay, because I don't want to see us get caught with our pants down on snow plowing again.
Right. Agreed.
I don't think it's fair to the townships to be pushing snow on county roads and their employees don't get paid near as much.
Yeah.
That's my concern. Just throwing that out there.
Well, the contract's not going to change. It's not going to get better for the county as far as
I understand
as
that.
It never does.
Don't let it get worse.
That's the intent. Okay. That's the intent.
Just for clarification, so you're saying that Deb and Barb came to the conclusion that they wanted to go with outside counsel?
Yes.
Okay.
They asked me, of course. They didn't just say, hey, we're going to do it.
I'd hope so.
So they talked about it. They both individually called me and convinced me that it was probably in our best interest to use outside counsel. And then I believe, I wouldn't swear by this, that Deb talked to the new county executive already about it because she sent me an email yesterday saying that it was definitive that we were using this outside counsel. And I think she had told me that she was going to talk to the new county executive prior to locking that in. So that's what okay. I believe to be true, and I don't know it to be true for 100%.
Thank you.
Okay.
So when is Deb's last day?
I don't know.
Last day is end of the November, although it's possible that the new county executive may want to try to hire her on a part-time basis or as a consultant. Mm-hmm. Deb wouldn't agree to that. Max, you can hire you too.
For what?
Boy. Boy. He sounds like you're very marketable.
I'm trying to be positive. Like shut me down.
You did a nice job.
I just was curious what the job looked like.
He sounds like he needs a little extra cash to get another
I'll tell you. Your utilities and that water bill's going to go straight to the roof and power, too.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
All right.
Okay, so we got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
And whatever the... Yeah. Yep.
Okay, those are the ones going to be on... we're going to send to full board. Anything else for the board, for the committee, rather?
Where's Thanksgiving and Christmas? Are we having a party?
They just had two. We just put two on the calendar.
That's what I'm about to count. You said four more. That was the count. That's right.
The county board never have a party for us.
We require expenditure of funds that we don't have.
They'll have cake at the next board meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've had people leave or have experienced the cake before. So, you know. Yeah. We've had departures. We've had a lot of departures.
Yeah, we have.
Max, you can arrange for us to have sandwiches too, can you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Rick provided sandwiches last year.
Yeah, Rick was, he was on top of it. Pizza for the budget meetings.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he sends his regards. I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen him on Facebook a few times.
A long time ago, they used to do that.
Yeah, a long time ago, they used to do a lot of stuff. Yeah. My dad's talked with me about a long time ago. that was when they had more money.
Mm. I'm starting to experience a long time ago first. I'm hoping
to get some strength in the budget. Together.
We gotta make some changes.
I guess we're sure.
Yeah, we're adjourned.
We're adjourned.